Love Talk Radio.
So what's going on? Yes. Welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I trust that you all have had a great, great week. We did experience a little technical difficulty on this end, but I trust that you all can hear me live as we're on the air. So we're going to go ahead and get started with tonight's program. We're going to invite the presence of God into tonight's program. Father, we thank you for being with us this evening. Thank you for your many wonderful and miraculous blessings that you have been given to us on a daily basis. Be with our show tonight. Okay. And we thank you for that. And in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Okay. We're all set for tonight's program. I am Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm your host, and welcome to your half-hour inspirational program. Once again, welcome to your half-hour inspirational program. This is a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, which is aired every Friday from 8 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We thank you, all of you all from around the globe that join in with us tonight and each and every week, whether it's on a Tuesday night or whether it's on a Friday night. We thank you for that. All right, tonight we're going to go with one of our topics that we have scheduled for you, and that is God has a special calling for your life. God has a special calling for your life, and I want you to know that that is so, so important for you to know. Let me give you an example of the just a scripture that supports that. It's found, and if you were to go with me to the King James Version of the Bible, you can go into Jeremiah 1, verse 5. And the Word of God tells us that before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. All right, once again, Jeremiah 1:5, the Word of God tells us that God has a special calling for your life, because he says that before you were formed in the womb, before you were even formed, and you know how babies are formed in the womb. You know, we know the transaction or how that takes place. And, you know, we know how they are conceived in the womb. And God says here, before you were formed. So I would associate that with formed and conceived in the womb. He says, I knew you. And even, and then he goes on to say, and before you were born. That means before you came out of your mother's womb. That he says, I consecrated you. That means he did something special for you. He had a certain calling for your life. So he knew you before you were formed, and he knew you before. He uses the word before in this sentence twice. Before you were formed or conceived in the mother's womb, and before you came out of that womb, he's telling you, I did something. So both were before. So before you were even thought about, before you were even thought about, God knew you. And before you manifest through his creation, he consecrated you. And you can also find that in other scriptures as well. We were created to serve God. Man was created to serve God. He wants to save us. But God gives us free will. He gives us free will. We were created to serve God. Go to 2 Timothy 1, verse 9. God who has saved us, and it tells us, God who has saved us and called us with a holy, with not just a regular calling, but with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity. We've been saved, and not only saved, but we've also been set aside for this special calling or this special purpose. We are God's, I believe we are God's prized possession or God's prized tool. You know, his favorite tool, if you want to say, or his one to be his precious tool. You know, when you, I've interviewed a number of women that have given birth, the first birth of their child. And I've talked to them and asked them, particularly when they've had more than one kid, usually who had three or four. I've interviewed a number of ladies that have had three or four children. And I would often ask them, what's the difference between that first child and that second, third, and fourth child? And basically a lot of the answers were the same. And that is, when you're giving birth to that first one, especially when you sort of prepared yourself for that child, you go the extra measures of being careful of what you eat. You're careful of what you drink. If you drink wine, you perhaps not taking it as often. If you smoke, perhaps they stop during the pregnancy. If you are not eating healthy, perhaps they eat healthy during that first pregnancy, because this is all new for their bodies as well. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to preserve that newborn, because they don't understand it themselves, and not really fully understanding that newborn has some protective layers that God has already put in place. But certainly that mother, that umbilical cord that connects with that mother becomes vitally important. So science, if I'm not mistaken, tells us that some of the things that the mother eats, then the baby also, you know, eats as well. Or everything that the mother eats, then the baby is also feeding off of that. So it would make sense to me that a woman would take care of her body, because she's not just doing something for herself, but she's also taking care of a baby that's growing inside of her. I mean, that in itself is a miracle. So with the same thing here, God who has saved us, God who has even created us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity. Now, this becomes so special. And there's a book by, I believe his name is Rick Warren, that has A Purpose-Driven Life. I've had an opportunity to read that book on a couple of occasions and found it to be quite interesting. And I believe, based on the reading of that book coupled with my study of the scriptures, that when you find your purpose in life, when you find your purpose in life, that will add credence to your everything else that you do. You will know that, wow, so this is what I've been missing. If you know, this is the void that I've been filling. If you are going, you can even have success, what man may measure as success. But I believe that you get a fulfillment when you open up and you study and you learn. You learn what your purpose is in life. I believe that there's a special thing for you. You learn your assignment. When you begin to understand that assignment and recognize the reason why you're here, I don't think that there's very much else that could satisfy you until you really, truly discover that. And just for example, with me doing this ministry and the Tuesday night ministry, I feel so fulfilled. I really feel fulfilled. And you may have heard me emulate Richie from the Happy Days, when he was often seen, I found my thrill. And so that becomes it. When you have found your thrill, when you have discovered your purpose-driven life, it's going to make all the difference in the world. All the difference in the world. You know, and I believe that God has placed us on this planet to serve others. And I believe that in doing so, it brings us closer to Christ. I really believe that, that's how it works. No, we were not created to be an island. You know, no man lives for himself or herself. We were created to serve others, just as Christ came to serve, not to be served. He came to serve. And in doing so, he was connected with the Father even more so. So I want you to really take hold of that and recognize that we're here to serve. We were created to serve God. Romans 1:9 and Ephesians 6:6 tells us that serve the Lord with all your heart. Serve the Lord with all your heart. And I believe that in serving God, being a servant of God and a friend to man, when we find our purpose in life, when we find that thrill, I believe those desires of our heart also come to us, and that becomes very important. So I want you to keep in mind that we're going to continue with God has a special calling for your life. You're listening live to your half-hour inspirational program. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and we're going to be here with you. We have another 17 minutes to go. So I hope that you are enjoying this program, and we're going to, as we continue to go through with it, talking about the special calling that God has for your life. I want you to take a look at Romans 12:6. And since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let each exercise them accordingly. See, God, that suggests right there that God has given each one of us a talent. God has given each one of us a gift. So there is something special that we're to do. You know, you may wonder sometimes, well, you know what, I wish I could sing like this artist, maybe Beyonce. Some have maybe wondered that, or others may have wondered, why couldn't they sing like Luther Vandross? You know, they seem to have a unique voice. And you wonder, you say, no matter how much you rehearse, wow, I just can't hit those notes that she hit, or I can't really sing that melody as Luther Vandross sang. Well, see, each person has a unique gift that comes from God. Now, you have a lot of people that can sing, but, you know, it's rare that you find two artists that sound exactly alike. Now, you may find someone that has rehearsed that's maybe not a known artist that has come out to try and emulate another singer. But even when you're singing that same song that's performed by that professional artist, there's something different. There's something different about the way it's presented. So, and in some cases, I've known people that sound a whole lot better than the original artist that sang the song. So, but it's still different. It's still different. But I want you to know that what the gift that God has given you is for you. The talent that he's given you is for you. And it doesn't mean that other people have different talents. Many of them have some of the same talents, but it becomes our responsibility to exercise and to present those talents to give God the full honor and the full glory as he's created us for his purpose to serve him. And again, I want to say to you, when we serve others, I believe that this brings us a closer connection to God. I want to read something for you. It comes from Matthew 20, verses 26 through 28. It is not so among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant. And whosoever wished to be first among you shall be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. See, and that's that scripture, Matthew 20, 26 through 28, where it says that the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. And then I want to go with at least a couple of more scriptures for you, because I really want you to get this. But the emphasis that we're placing on tonight, when it comes to God has a special calling for your life, is from Jeremiah 1:5. If you're just joining us, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. So I want you to really get deeply into that scripture to see what that means. You know, and you need to ask yourself, what is my mission in life? What is the mission that God has created me for? You know, there are men or women who work in carpentry, for example, that are become very skillful in what they do. And many of them, you may find, it seems they didn't even take the trade. They didn't do an apprenticeship even. But for somehow, some reason, they just have this gift. They can construct things. They can build things. And they seem to, you know, be very handy with their toolbox or with their tools that they wear around their waist. And see, those tools, each one of those tools are designed for a special purpose. The hammer is designed to hammer, to put some pressure on a nail, to put it into some object, whether it's concrete or whether it's wood, but something. It also can pull things out of those objects as well. But it's to be applied with force, to bam, to hammer something. And so that has a certain purpose. A pair of pliers have a certain purpose, that you can use the pliers differently than you could use the hammer. And certainly a screwdriver, you probably wouldn't have the same effect with the screwdriver that you're looking for or that you need for the hammer or the set of pliers. And then you've got measuring tape. So all of these are tools that serve a unique purpose. They're designed for a certain reason. And just like these are the tools, we are God's tools. We are designed for a certain purpose. You've got different people that present, just like the hammer. They're there. They may be that person who can minister through spreading the word of God orally, you know, as in the form of a minister. So you've got that person that has those tools. That's a gift from God that they may not have always required the skill of going to be trained on it, but they may have that academia there that goes with the talent that or the gift that God gives them. So what that does is God's gift enhances anything else that they've gone to get as far as academia. So just like that hammer, you've got that person who may be the hammer of the word of God. And just like you've got the screwdriver to screw things in, you know, for a tighter grip or to unloosen things. You've got somebody over there who may serve as a counselor to present some stuff to you that you need to get a firm grip on or to show you how to relax through anger management. So, you know, that's another tool. And that same person, that counselor, may be different from that preacher or that teacher who presents the word of God. So that counselor has a different gift that God has given to that individual to be presented in a different way. And they, too, may have not gone to get they may have the academia, and some people just have a natural gift. You know, and I believe that all of us have a gift, but it's got to be that we find out what that gift is. We have to do some soul searching, and sometimes it may be that you require help to discover what your mission is, what your God-given purpose, what your God-given special calling is for your life. And now, so just like you got that screwdriver, that counselor serves to loosen or to help you get a firm grip. Now you have the measuring tape. You know, now you may be taking a look and saying, you know what, I'm not making progress in my life. I started a business. Why isn't my business growing? Why am I not having success? And I see other people over there doing the same thing, and they're having success. Why is it that I'm not having success? Well, there's that measuring tape. You may need to connect with those types of people and break away. It doesn't mean that you got to completely cut off friendship from the circle that you're in, but it may mean that you have to gravitate to the people who are having the desired success that you want or the success that you desire and start to gravitate to them to see how they're doing it. And see, that's how you can also learn to enrich your gift that God has given you. You know that you can make, for example, you may be somebody that makes baskets, holiday baskets. We just have a holiday, Mother's Day. You may be somebody that can make these baskets and they look fantastic, and all of a sudden you're putting them out there, but you're not drawing the traffic. And then down the road, you know that some people have a spot, a certain spot, where they were, it's like there were people lined up for blocks just to buy these people's products. So it may mean that you've got to cast your net on the other side or find out how they do things. Maybe your prices are too high. Maybe you need to reduce them some. Maybe the quality of your stuff, you're just shortchanging yourself. When God knows that you've got a gift from him and you're not exploiting it. So when he wants you to do it, he can also direct you on where to get that traffic, on where to get those people to come and patronize your business, because God wants to make you happy. He wants you to be happy, because when you're happy, you will spread the word of God, you will tell others, and you will give God the glory and the honor. So, and then you've got teachers out there that have the gift. I've interviewed a number of teachers to discover that they could be doing so many other things and making lots more money. But most teachers in America, they're not making a substantial amount of money. You know, yes, they get the benefits of having holidays off, and many of them have summers off, and but it may serve the purpose for their need. Many of them may have a spouse that's earning, you know, a great sum of other money that complements or supplements the money that they bring in. But why, in my interview with a number of them, I've asked them, why do you stay teaching when it seems that you could go to school and do something what seems to be greater or more fulfilling or more financially rewarding? And many of them say because it's their passion. And that might be their very special calling, because you've got a variety of teachers that teach in different areas. Some are math teachers, you know, and they know that stuff. They know the different formulas for algebra, trigonometry, statistics, geometry. So they know this stuff. It seems like, wow, you have a gift. And then I've met people, and we've had a guy on the show, as a matter of fact, that can do has done mental math. And it's done an outstanding job with mental math. So you have the various gifts. And then you got teachers that service kids with special needs, the handicaps. And those are they're so precious. And they stay and they work with these kids because they have a compassion for them. They're drawn to these kids. And they want to give these kids, many of these kids may never function, become functional as adults in life. And these type of teachers or others that work in those capacities are with these type of children. And even in some cases that have become adults, these kids, these adults with special needs as well. And you find the people that work so closely with them. And then you've got people in the medical profession that you know, doctors, nurses, those that do occupational therapy. So you've got a number of people that just love what they're doing, and they're doing what they love. It becomes now a labor of passion. And so it makes a difference, and they're not in it. All of these people are not in it for the money, especially, you know, in my interview of a number of teachers. They are not necessarily in it for the money. They knew when they were going into it. They checked that out, many of them, and they knew that it was not going to be a substantial amount of money associated with that job. But it was because they had a passion. They had a calling. And now you've also got some people who did not go to school to be teachers. And they, because they couldn't find other jobs, and they ended up teaching for a season or longer, then they realized that, you know what, this is not for me. I'm not cut out for this. And after a point in time or a period of time, they do go on to find that area that has their calling. But see, there's the difference. So that's another tool. That teacher has that tool where, just like the individual with the measuring tape that was looking and saying, I'm making these baskets, but I'm not making progress until, you know, they gravitate over here to join maybe a Chamber of Commerce or a Toastmasters organization or entrepreneurship club, you know, one that's categorized or just like the one that they're doing. And then they start learning, oh, so this is how they do it. They get their products from a wholesaler at a place that I, you know, that other individual may not have even been aware of. And that's how they're able to double or triple their money on the sales, because you're putting in your labor, your physical labor, by wrapping these things, and you should certainly be compensated accordingly for that. Then you've got attorneys or lawyers that are out there, many of them that have these special callings in their lives, you know, and it's just that it seems, wow, they have a niche for this, you know, and many of them, I would think, have, of course, they've gotten their academia, and you cannot serve as a lawyer until you set for some bar in some jurisdiction or state. And certainly they have their calling. They have their calling, and they, you know, they can represent you well. They know their job is to know the law and interpret that to you for whatever case they're representing you on, to serve hopefully in your best interest. And that's why you go to them. And, of course, we have... you know, that's another tool in itself. That's another tool in itself. So we all, if we sort of looked at the analogy of the tools, that just like literal tools, we can look at our gifts. We can look at ourselves as tools for God. So I trust that this program has been a blessing to you. And I trust that you, and being so, I would encourage each one of you all that are listening under the sound of my voice, if you want to receive the unlimited blessings that God has, don't keep it to yourself. Instead, tell somebody else about the program. I challenge each one of you all that are listening tonight to tell five people, just five people. Write it down right now, the list of five people, the names of five people. Or either email it to them, their email addresses, and send that over there. Send this, you know, just send. Listen to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show Fridays 8 to 8:30 for your half hour inspiration program. Just send them an email, and give them the number 347-857-1769. Five people, and let them tune in. It's free. There's no charge whatsoever. And I trust that the program has been a blessing to you, and that you will let somebody know about it. And I trust that God will continue to bless you as you study his word and as you seek to find your special calling in your life that God has for you. If you choose to miss us next Friday, you can join us next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, when our topic will be strategies to cope with your breakup. Strategies to cope with your breakup. Until then, good night. God bless, and thank you, God.